something for the weekend. It's Trina and we're joined by our brow and lash expert, Maura from Alchemy Lab in Dublin. Good morning. How are you doing?
Great, thanks.
Now, we spoke about microblading the last time and a lot of interest in that. But there's something else that's going on and it's a big trend at the moment, and that is a brow lift. Now, I always thought a brow lift was like a plastic surgery procedure that you get done, very major kind of operation, but it's not. Tell me all about it.
So brow lift, Trina, is the latest thing taking the brow world by storm. It's kind of become a global obsession now in the brow world. And it's referred to as well as a brow lamination, which I know most people will think of being in the office when they hear of brow lamination.
Yeah.
But it's basically lifting the brow hairs to create a much more brushed up, fuller and more alert looking brow.
Okay. And that sounds like a thicker brow. Is that what people are going for? Because I've quite a thick brow and I kind of go, oh God, is this really a good look or not?
Oh yeah, girl. The 80s brow is back with a bang.
Yes.
Like everybody, it's not just the fashion that's going backwards, it's the brows. Yeah, everybody's about that brushed up brow. It is beautiful. I got it done. I didn't think I'd like it on myself and now I'm obsessed with my new brushed up brows.
So what exactly happens then? Talk me through the procedure.
So it's basically a keratin lift for the brows. So there's a series of treatments and different creams that we put on the brows. So firstly, what we do is we brush up your brows and we give you a look at your brows in the mirror. You decide whether that's the look that you want to go or do you want to have them even higher. So you decide the look. And then we apply the different stages of creams and we tint the brows. And the whole process takes about an hour. And then by the end of it, your brows, instead of lying flat, are kind of really brushed up and lifted. And then that lasts about 8 weeks.
Okay. And is there anything that you need to do then at home to make sure that they kind of stay in place?
Yeah, well, all you have to do is you wake up in the morning and you take a little spoolie brush and you brush them up in the morning and they stay up for all day. It's quite amazing.
Is it almost like, I've seen these kind of eyelash lifts that you can get done as well. Is it a bit like that?
Yeah, exactly. It's the eyebrow version of the eyelash perm. So with the eyelash perms, we are curling the lashes. You know, so we're making straight lashes curly, and then with the brows, be curly or thick or wiry, and we're lifting and straightening them.
Now, do you need to have a decent brow to begin with to get this done? Because there are a lot of women who have overplucked over the years and they might be lacking in the brow area.
No, well, you see, this is the beauty of the treatment. So many people are coming into us with barely their brows. Once we push up the brows, they look four times fuller. Even sometimes we surprise ourselves with what we're creating here.
Yeah. Now, is there anyone then, more that wouldn't be suited to get this done? Like if you had particularly sensitive skin or anything like that? Or does it generally, is it generally okay?
Yeah. So if you have like, let's say psoriasis or eczema in your brows, then no. Or if you have keloid scars in your brows or a raised mole or something like that, again, pregnant and breastfeeding, and you can't get it done while you're pregnant and breastfeeding. I mean, if somebody has really, really patchy eyebrows, we'd need to get them in first to do a consultation and give them advice on whether it's going to work or not. And sometimes if people have quite heavy tattooing or microblading in the brows, it's not always ideal for them either.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing though how the shape of an eyebrow and the look of an eyebrow can totally transform your face? You can actually look so much slimmer and everything, can't you?
It can transform your face and just skyrocket your confidence. Eyebrows frame your face, and when your brows are lacking, your whole face is kind of lacking. So that's why it's so important, and especially now when all we're doing is wearing masks. The brow and lashes have never been so important.
Yeah, because a lot, they were saying that lipstick sales are way down. Nobody's bothering anymore. There's no point because we're wearing a mask. But your eyes, this is the time to show off your eyes and your brows. Yeah. So tell me, where are you based? Not that I know, I was only in with you last week. But, but where are you based for anybody who doesn't know they want to go to a great brow artist?
So I am based on Wicklow Street. So I'm in what I call my little nest on the second floor on 24 Wicklow Street. So it's just above Butler's Chocolate Cafe, which is a popular spot with everybody in Dublin, it seems. There's always queues outside it.
Okay, and you're all over social media. How can we have a look at some of the work that you've done? Because that's kind of where I found you. I've looked at a lot of people on Instagram and looked at various brows they've done and kind of thought, yeah, don't know whether that's for me. And when I found your page, I was like, this is exactly my cup of tea. So give us your social media there.
So we're on Facebook and Instagram, and our handle is Alchemy Lab Dublin.
Brilliant. You're very good, Maura. Back to work now. Thanks so much. I hope you have a busy day ahead. This is Something
Thanks,
for
Gina.
The Weekend. It's Classic Hits.